Meat packers struggle with labor, supply, and pricing. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The self-distancing and quarantine protocols put in place to slow the spread of COVID-19 have reduced economic growth, shuttered consumers in their homes, and changed the way that Americans purchase and consume food. Food production, too, has been significantly disrupted, especially at livestock processing facilities, where labor shortages and worker protection measures are slowing throughout at plants around the country and even causing some facilities to shut down. In late April, President Trump signed an executive order designating these companies as critical infrastructure and instructing them to remain open when possible. As the beef supply crunch hits grocery stores, prices are going up for burgers and steaks, and purchase limits are in effect with a much smaller selection. And while there are shortages at the market, there's plenty of beef in production. Here's Bruce Weiniger of Weiniger Cattle.
I do know that there's plenty of beef, and the slaughterhouses in this country are going crazy butchering. Even the little private butchers can't keep up. They're running 2 and 3 shifts to butcher because people are worried about hamburger, and you can go to the store and buy hamburger anytime you want. So I don't understand. Kind of a false thing telling people there's a shortage.
As meatpacking plants struggle to keep up, ranchers hope beef prices recover in the fall. Ag Information Network of the West.